food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours, too. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
As the crow flies, it's 27 miles southwest from Harbor Beach High School to Ubley High School. If traveling by vehicle, you're looking at a 21.3-mile journey. No matter if you take M142 to 19, Verona, or Perisal Roads, about a 20-minute drive, unless you tried to take M19 earlier today and found the road to be suddenly closed, but I digress. In regards to school size, this is the first time in 8 years that Harbor Beach has more students than Ubley. In the eyes of the MHSA, how do you determine these counts by going off of the spring count of the previous school year? Based on those numbers, Ubley is a small school in the Greater Thumb Conference with 198 Bearcats in high school. Harbor Beach with 9 more at 207. Tonight marks the 68th time that Harbor Beach and Ubley High Schools have faced off on the gridiron. Despite it being a heated rivalry, the Pirates have a sizable advantage in regards to the overall record. Harbor Beach 48, Ubley 19, with the Pirates taking 8 of the last 10 games. The last time Ubley defeated Harbor Beach was in 2015 and 16, 15-18 in 15. In the world of offensive and defensive numbers, we have the best in the Greater Thumb Conference tonight. Through 4 weeks, Harbor Beach has the most prolific offense out of the 14 GT. Exactly the same instance entering tonight, except the only difference, both defense Ubley 9 3/4. Now, Dave Hansen, what are your three keys to today's game?
Three keys for the game. Let's start with the Ubley Bearcats.
We're getting started early tonight.
Control the clock. Play your game similar to the way Army plays football in college. It's very similar to that. Keep that high-powered offense on the sideline. If you're Harbor Beach, play to your strengths. Take advantage of weaknesses. Play to your strengths. Throw the football. Spread things out. And move that offensive system around. And last but not least, execute. If one mistake is made, one turnover, that could be the difference.
Linesman Kurt Lowe, your line judge Mark Roshu, and your back judges absolutely beautiful night for football. Current conditions in Ubley are 65 degrees with cloudy skies. They're calling for a 60% chance of rain this evening. And we're in a waning crescent. Sideline down to the 13, where it's scooped up by Casey Sweeney, and it comes back out to about the 18-yard line, where Harbor Beach wraps him up for a first and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats from their own 18-yard line. First and 10, left or right across your radio.
An excellent kick there by the Harbor Beach special teams. Is that ball
with blackface? Men backfield working off that left hash of the 18-yard line. 11:55 left in this first quarter. Yard line. They're going to save with forward progress. Stop there after a 2-yard gain. A gain. Avoid tackles down there. The tackle made by number 4.
Those are the plays that Ubley is going to hope for tonight that turn into bigger gains than that one was. They're running right into the teeth of one of the biggest headed up by a couple Smoglinski brothers, Jacob Kirsch. The smallest one, I think, of those three are 6'4", 220. So running between the tackles, they're going to have to
same exact formation. They try to keep it between the tackles, moving to the right side. And Harbor Beach's defense there stops them in their tracks. That would be number 30, Carson Holeski, the ball carrier. Luke Woodgy, as well as Nathan Seaman, middle linebacker and outside linebacker.
Guard get absolutely nowhere as those linebackers crashing down. But it starts fine. If that movement is stalled, linebackers can fly freely into the backfield. Down and 8 now for the Bearcat offense.
Third down, 8 yards to go. It's out to about the 23-yard line before he stopped. Well short of the first down marker, about by 5 yards, maybe 4
on that end, and just a couple yards